on Lamed Zayin on the Beis. Bottom line, why may Rabbi Chiya bar Abba? They asked from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba the following shaila: Shachach kedera gabi kira, bishla b'shabbos. He left. He did a shehiya, and it was also to do shehiya, and it cooked on Shabbos. So is the pot usher, is the pot mutter? Now Rashi learns the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, not like Hananya, which holds shehiya is usher. So according to them, is there an isser b'di'evit on the pot or not? Tosfos says, yeah.
Why couldn't you just say that it's
Quinta Chanani
before
Machaban Drusoi? Right. So it says the case was less Machaban Drusoi, according to Chananya. Or Tosha says an interesting shot, alternative shot, that we had before in the first part, Kidduchi Yasa. It's totally raw, so you're Messiah Dasterman. Tosha says maybe it's only by a tanner. A tanner has more heat, so you feel comfortable that the heat of the tanner will accomplish what has to accomplish by the next morning. Whereas the Kira, which is not as, it's more open, so it's not as hot, the Cheshash Hashem Yechata would apply because he wants to make sure that it'll cook by the next morning. He might be Yespi Mechata. So it's a Kitrios is only Yechata by a tanner, not by Kira. The other Rishonim say in Tosfos that, you know, find anywhere in the Gemara, the Gemara makes that distinction. Whereas the Kiryas is Mutter, the Gemara does not differentiate between a Kira and a Taner. So it's where the Mehecha Tosfos is such a halacha. I'm not sure that there was the issue of the cure was it was made in a way that it was more open, so a tanner had a certain height the way the Mishnah describes in Masechtas Kehilim. The cure was shorter. The cure was the tanner came to a very narrow point opening on top. Cure was straight up and down. Kira had placed for opening for two pots on top. Tanner didn't. So I don't care if you use good materials, not good materials, but I don't care quality of materials. It's gonna lose heat much more easily than a tanner will.
For instance, our
kira is a shalom aloha. What are they considered a kira like a tanner? But just because we call it a kira, doesn't make it a kira.
No, but let's say you call it is a kira,
right?
But ours are reliable, so that you put up the pot on the stove. It's not you don't have this concern like they may have had in their kiras that hey, maybe that it's going to go out.
Shana loch is a din shem yichata. Does shem yichata apply to our ovens? Potentially, the idea of turning up the heat would be comparable to bringing more wood. We don't find anywhere the chashash shema that they might bring more wood, add fuel. There was no xerah shema they might add fuel. The xerah was the fuel, which the coals which are there, they might stir up because increase the heat which is there. So theoretically, there's those who argue that the cloud there's no problem. Are things. There's no such gazera. Emerges as a true, but where he disagrees with that, and he says that this is comparable and he holds it a problem. Because the idea of the shep of chitu was you had a certain amount of heat. You said, you realize the pot needs more heat in order to make sure that it gets cooked. It wasn't so much that it was. Cooking is normally done on coals. That's how you're doing your grill also. You don't do it on open flame. You let the fire die down and then it sits there. Sometimes you realize it needs a little more heat. You stir it up. So you're adding heat in a certain sense.
Natural gas is far hotter.
theoretically, you could argue that, you know, but you still turn up your flame in your pot sometimes. Saying so, the chashash is still there. Saying so, whatever the heat is, but you know, we use that much more less of it to start with. No, the head of the putting raw meat was specifically about a tanner. We'll see the lochas of a tanner later on. The lochas, if you want to compare our things to a tanner, the lochas is that there's no head of anything. The more heat makes it more chomer, not less chomer. So, let's keep it like a kira. Right, because the potential, in other words, even if it's garva kotim, it's still lesser because it still maintains so much heat, it's still possible to take advantage of the heat under those circumstances. So the gzeir is greater. Okay, anyway, but we'll get to that. That's not the issue yet. Okay, so the Pnei Yeshua says why didn't Rashi has a pshat, why Rashi didn't want to learn like choices. So the more shaila is either like Hananya, which holds not either like Chachamim, which holds an isur of shehiya b'diavad. What's the halacha? Or like Hananya, less than Michael Madrusoi. Ishtik v'lamer b'lamidi. He was quiet. He did not answer him at all. Doesn't know why exactly he didn't answer. Okay. The Macher the next day Nafik Dorosh Luhu. The next day he went out in the shir and he said the following: Hamavashal b'Shabbos. So a person cooks b'shargeg on Shabbos, or a person cooks on Shabbos. So b'shargeg, the Remeir Shita is, yeochel could be eaten. B'mezid lo yeochel, can't be eaten. B'shargeg yeochel, b'mezid lo yeochel. B'shargeg, he can eat it. B'mezid, he cannot eat it. Now there are three shitas to Noyim in regards to what the loch is, Mavashal, but we're saying this is a Meir Shita. So the difference between Meshagig and Mezid, Mezid they gave a Kanas, Meshagig they did not give a Kanas, Veloishna, but when it comes to the Shehiya, this case of Shehiya, which is Aser, there's no difference between Meshagig and Mezid. Okay, my Veloishna, what does it mean there's no difference between Meshagig and Mezid? So Rabbi Rishad the Mitzvayu Hetera that Bishul is B'mezid as Aser and Shehiyah even B'mezid B'diyabit as Mut Mavashah Hu Deka Ovid Maisa Mavashah was there's an action involved B'mezid Lo Yechol can't eat it with Maisa Abba Hai the Lo Yechol Ovid Maisa B'mezid Nam Mid Yechol over here there was no Maisa involved so he could even B'mezid he could eat it. Now what do you mean there's no mice over here? So the focus between the Mishash and the Pnei Yeshua. The Mishash says the case was a specific case where it was on the oven from Erev Shabbos and it was, and he should have taken it off. And it came to the and said, you know what? Fine, just leave it there. So that's an amazing decision to leave it there. So he didn't know any mice. So they didn't give a kanas in that case. Ben Hanami, if he would have went there at Erev Shabbos, the Isser had put it there, the Mazid, with the intent of leaving there on Shabbos, the Isser would be our selection that he needed a Maisa. Pei Yeshua says, saying that Yisrael of the Isra of Shehiya is not the Maisa, it's the Matzah, like I've told you from the Chazani says that idea. The Isra of Shehiya is not the action of putting it there on Shabbos, the Isra is leaving this pot there on Shabbos, not meeting the criteria which would make it permitted, not gorif and not kotzum or whatever it is. So it's the situation which is the problem. Whereas by bishul the malacha, the act of putting it there to cook is the issue. So on maisim they were more machmer than on the situations. Ramacham Yisachomer the isura that by shehiya. Case of Shagig by Shehiya is Osir. It's more Machmer than Bishul. Why? Mevashel who delay osila arume. Mevashel, a person's not going to the potential of the mouth of people which are going to do b'mezid and say I did it b'shogeg to cover up his action are minimal. People are not going to kind of trick. They take it pretty seriously. Most people b'shogeg yechol. So the guy is a shogeg. We believe him, he's a shogeg. Avahai dosid arume. You know, the guy does it amazing and says, oh, I didn't realize. Oh, Yvay, so, thank you. So the B'shagig Nami, lo yechol, can't eat B'shagig either. So it's, we don't trust him. If we would allow Shagig, we'd have a lot of people abusing the system. Okay. Mesve, we have a kashan. So, Ruchia Bar Abba said that they're both. Shagig Mezid are the same. When Mechlokes Amoroyim, what did he mean? Later Amoroyim, did he mean both are Mutter or both are us? But he said they're both the same. Now the Morish is being a Mesve, which is a we see that there is a difference by Shehiya of Shagig and Mezid. It's not like Rabbi Abba's whole premise. Okay. Mesve. We have a Bryce in Shochach Keder, Agabi Kiro. Person forgot the kedera on Tankir Ubishla b'Shabbos and the cooked on Shabbos. Rishagig Yerichol b'Mezid lo Yerichol. So there you have a fairish on the price of the difference between Shagig and Mezid, not like Ruchia Barav. Okay, now the kasha could have stopped there for our purposes. The Mora has to come back and discuss the Mamila brings the whole price of, and the Mora then is going to talk about some other points in the price also. Okay, b'Med the Mora Morim. So Rameir, this is Rameir talking now. B'med the Rameir Morim B'chamen Shalachukma Kol Tzarchem. When do you say B'di Yavid Tzasser or B'mezid Tzasser is the water you left there was not fully cooked and you left it there going into Shabbos not fully cooked and it cooked on it heated up on Shabbos. That's so B'mezid Tzasser. And the tavshel shel abishul kol tzarchem, or a tavshel which is not fully cooked. So again, so leaving it in that situation, not fully cooked, going into Shabbos was not allowed. Avol chamin shelchem kol tzarchem, tavshel shel abishul kol tzarchem, b'shagim b'mezid is yerchol because he didn't do anything wrong. Or at least, but you know the. Even if he said be also to leave it like that, in other words, either mitzvah v'yafalo is not a problem, so it's mutzah to put it there, or if mitzvah v'yafalo was the osur, but the chashash Hashem yichata is less, so they didn't give a kanas b'di'evit. Divrei Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Cham and Shochum kol tzarchon is mutar and b'di'evit, and they should mitzvah v'ra'aloi. So if it's fully heated up the water, so stirring up the coals, it's just going to boil out more water. So it's mitzvah v'ra'aloi. However, tavshel shel abishul kol tzarchem is aser. Mishum mitzvah v'yafaloi, kol mitzvah v'yafaloi is aser. So because it's mitzvah v'yafaloi, so the gzeira, he should not have been allowed to leave it there. He might be mechata in order to make it taste better. Therefore, b'di'evit, b'mezid, they made it aser. Give some example of things which are misam v'yafaloi. Kruv is cabbage. You cook the cabbage. Upulim are a type of beans. Ubasa toruf, chopped meat. So we don't have the argument before you want worried about for urchim because you don't give the urchim chopped meat. You give them. A piece of meat, chopped up little pieces, so you don't worry about the arachim. So that's awesome. B'chol misam v'ra'aloi is mutter, because the gezeirah shem yechata is minimal. Okay, telling me the ma'aseh we learned in the brayso. Tavshel shel abishul kol tzarchem. Tavshel was not fully cooked, and you left it going into the. There's a difference in shagig and mezid. In other words, so how does that fit with the Rechia Bar Abba? halacha. So we said this. Bishlam the Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok leKasher. Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok can answer up the brayso by saying he says both cases are aser. And the brayso says shagig is mutter. So meza being aser is fine. The problem is why shagig mutter. The answer is can cut him gzera, can lach gzera. It means the original psak was in the logic. The original, if by bishul shayig is mutter, so shehiya, which is only minister the rabbanon shayig is mutter. Then they made gzera. Said, you know, we see people are abusing this and pretending that they're shayig, even though they're really mazed. So they said that's awesome. So the Braisa is talking about before they saw that chashash, and they said the eager did a shayig. Later on, they saw that that's not working, and we have to make sure Osir also. So that's how you understand that. The Mordechai can bring that. Actually, there wasn't such a story where they actually made this tikkun. So that's how you would answer up the Brais. El Rab of Rav Yosef, Darmi to the Torah, they say both cases are mutter. So the Brais says, Mezid is Osir. If it's before this gzera, so kasha made it. So why is it made it also? Ilach gzera. If you tell me this gzera was made, which the Marzini quote, there was a gzera. So the kasha I'm showing you. So why is shaking mutter either? So neither should be mutter. So the brisa can't be referring to that. So what's the brisa talking about? Marzini's kasha. It's a question. My exerta, what's this exer about? Amar Yehuda bar Shmuel, Amar Rabba, Amar Bekana, Amar Rabba, Tchila Hayyarmim. This is, they're saying, they didn't make this exer, but they're telling you a story. That Tchila Hayyarmim, Amvashah B'Shah, B'Shah, B'Shah Yerachu, Mezah B'Yerachu. V'hu Adin L'Shecheh. Originally they gave the halachas of leaving a pot there on Shabbos. Shehiya, B'Shecheh, I'm forgetting, which is a Shogeg, is the same thing as Bishal on Shabbos, the Shogeg is Mut. However, Misharabu Mashin Bemezit, Rabbi Shechem Anu, when the situation, we had an increase of people who were doing intentionally and claiming that they were Shogig, that they forgot, so Chazar Bekonzu Allah Shechech, Leasa and Shechech, the case of Shechech also, because we can't trust it, we can't have that loophole out there because people were abusing it. Okay. That's the. That's the end of that piece. Now the Mor is going to go back to the price of because the price of Koder and Meir Yehuda. Ask a steer on them, but let's see Rashi. Shachagadera Aliba the Mount Dasha. Colonel one says that it's also Nalakananya. Hamavasha B'Shabbos is a Mishnahi, and the Mor actually does not quote the whole thing. Well, that's not true. The Mishnah actually stops there. The Braisa has Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda and Reb Yechon and Asamba, I think. Veloishna. He said there's no difference. He didn't explain what he means. Does he mean both are like shagig and it's mutu? Both are like mezin and the roster. Not clear. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said latera mezin nami im hishal gabikir v'yodjamis yoch. Rav Yisrael said, "Lisura," because by Bishul, the Asa the Rumei, Velasas Meisid, the Velar Meshaga Yisi, the Nasha Yisrael, Alash Abosis. The average person, we're not afraid people will do that. Go intentionally and cook and pretend that they were a Shaga. Most people will not do that. But over here, the Asa the Rumei, the Issa Darbanan, it's only the Issa Darbanan, but Kilo Lay, people find it to be not so significant. So the chances are very good that a person would do it intentionally and pretend that he's a shaykh. Mesa Shachach there, Beshagig, you can't hide the Shachach. Our case before you is Yachel Beshavis, you're allowed to eat it. But Mesa, the Shachach, Ella Hiniach, he put it there intentionally. Yachel, well, Yachel, can't eat. Bust the Torah. The Gully died to the Lola Archim Kiboyle. By the fact that he chopped up into small pieces, indicates he's not using it for guests. So then when we said general meat is mistamak v'yafala. Kumsam v'yafala karmer v'chain kol sharam mistamak yafala hem, also lechlin im hishim mesin. In all the cases of mistamak v'yafala are the same problem. Tani miyad. V'shaloi b'yishak kol tzarkar. Yishkel ben shagig. L'mezit. In the case of a person will leave it there, it's different than Shagam Mazid. Kasha Bain Larabba Bain Rivyasiv, the Shara Mazid, Bain Nachim, the also Shagam. See the way you're descended from Kibra Abba, it's going to, the Bryce is Shreer. Bisham Rim Nachman, Mustad Tzumutse Kitanya, he the Shagam Yerchel, Lufne Gzerit. So this Bryce is before the Gzerit. The Rin Lakamon, the Gazal Shechel, we said that there was a Gzerit on the Shechel. Kiyitma, the Kibra Abba, the Tzumutse Nalive, the Shagam Osir, is Lach Gzerit. And Rabbi Rabba would say that they're the equal, and Rabbi Nachman would explain that both Osir, that was after the Gzera, both are Osir. Al Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Dermit Tavat, the Libet Rabbi Rabba, Latera, Af Bemezid, he was Mati Ibn Mezid, they Ibn Mezid was Mutakar to Rabbi Rabba, and Rabbi Yosef's understanding of Rabbi Rabba. Ekarim Gzera, Idmar Rabbi Yosef. So if Rabbi Yosef was talking about before the Gzera, Kashim mi amazed the Hokatanya Mazid Lo Yerchel. Before the Xer, the Bryce says Mazid is awesome. And after the Xer, even Shagig is awesome. Vilach Xer, Kashanami Shagig, the Philoshagig, Havel the Mazid, the Ilum Mistitan Kadam Xer initiates. The Bryce is talking about before the Xer. And the Bryce says Shagig is Botan. Then there's the Xer, even Shagig is awesome. So where do you fit in here, Barabba? So originally they said Mavash Shabbos V'Yadayim Dikachiva the Raisa person from the cook Miraisa the Loch is Meisid Oster Shagimut V'Vod Yon Shecheach the Mashanami B'Yadayim Im Shachach B'Shagig is Yoichel V'Im Meisid Hisha Lo Yoichel Kila B'Shav Yadayim B'Shabbos. So we deal with Shecheach equivalent of Bishul, but later on they made a Gzera that you can't do that because people were abusing it. Nothing more. Kasha der Meir Adar Meir, Kasha der Behuda Adar Behuda. So, in this Bryce, the Meir says that it was Lobisha called Tzarchoi, Chaman, and Tavshil, so Bidi Evid, Bishagi gets Mutter, and Mimezid it's us. It was a Vusha called Tzarachoy, so then it's Mutter. Now, Rameir before, in the Bryce over here on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Rameir had, even Beis Hillel was Matzah Chaman, and not Tav, only Chaman, not Tavshil, to do Shehiyah. Mahin Mashin, Mishami says nothing. Beis Hillel says Chaman, not Tavshil. Here the Bryce says, Rameir says, we left Tavshil there. Even if it's fully cooked, you can't leave it. You can't leave a tavshil there. And here the brush is saying there's a reason tavshil there which is fully cooked. It's mutter. So it's a steer to Rameir and Rameir. Now the more is going to give the answer. The difference is chatzkil and b'diavad. This brush is talking about that you're not allowed to leave it there. This brush is saying if you left it there, b'diavad, it's mutter. But that's the more it's cut, the more it's going to point that out in a second. And Kasha the Behuda, the Behuda. Behuda before has you're allowed to leave Chaman and Tavshil. And here he seems to say that you're not allowed to leave it, just be the evidence. But yeah, but it's mutter. So the Mora says, "The Meir, Meir, Lo Kasha, Halachat Kilahod, the Evid." So the Brisa before it's talking about may you leave it there, the answer is you may not. The Bryce always told me if you do leave it there, is it also bidden? She says, no, it's not also bidden yet. The Behuda and Behuda Naim Elokasha, Kam Begufa Bektuma, Kam Mishena Gufa Bektuma. This halacha he was talking about over here, what you're allowed to leave, is saying you need Gufa Ketuma. And even in a Gufa Ketuma, you're only allowed to leave. So Rameir has, you're only allowed to leave Kham and Natasha. And the Yehuda says you're allowed to leave on a Gufa Ketuma, Kham and Natasha. This price is from a case where it was not Gufa Ketuma, and you should not have left it there, and you left it there, so it's not a problem. Yeah. Zach the Sirashi. Kasha the mayor of the mayor. Not only El, but Reish Perk, we learned it earlier in the Perik, the mayor, Aliva de Besevel Chaman, Avalo Tavshal. So only Chaman is Motiv Tavshal is also, but Hacha Shari Chaman, Vid Tavshal, Shibishikul Tarka. You're Matav Tavshal also. Not just hot water, but even the food. My answer is Holach Elchila. Mishra Kamari, so the earlier Bryce is talking about Lisha's Chafila Kamari. Should you leave it there? The answer is you should not leave it there. V'hach b'hishra kvar kamar the mutter loichla. Over here it's okay, so you left it there, but he evidence mutter. Kan regufa k'tuma. So the more he asks the steer in Yehuda, the more he answers, Ahida leal ari begufa k'tuma. Kitoni ba mashin agave k'tuma. The Bryce says explicitly, you may leave on a gufa k'tuma. Then it says, "Hey, mashin al she'ena gufa k'tuma." You can't leave any gufa. Mahin mashin, what are you allowed to leave? So that, now it doesn't say ala gufa, but that's fairly obvious on the flow. It says you may leave on one which is garv, the cult have been removed. You may not leave on one which is not garv, the cult has not been removed. What are you allowed to leave? So what do you mean? In the case where I told you that you're allowed to leave on that which is garv, I mean, am I permitting everything on that or not? But over here, I told you cannot leave. And they can't turn around saying, what are you allowed to leave? I just told you cannot leave there. So obviously, it's going back on the case of Grufa. Amayin Mashanal Grufa. She tarnally, she says, that which I was permitted on the Grufa to leave, what am I allowed to leave? Remeir Armor, Chaman Veloy Tavshul, Karnta Besilon, Rabbi Yehuda says, even Chaman Vetavshul. Hilchel, I feel like I'll kill the Sher Yehuda because it's Grufa Kata. Vachel Vishena Grufa. Hilchel, but the evidence also, even with the evidence also. Okay. Iboy lehu. Over b'sho amai. He did it amazing. Now, there was a case before we asked the Shiloh, he was shochach. He left it there by mistake. He forgot it there. Right. So it was there and he forgot it. And now the Mor is saying, in the case of a person intentionally went and left it there or not. Left it there. My what's the halacha? Me kansu rabbanon or loy? Since it's only siddur rabbanon, maybe Chazal did not give a kanas or not. The Tosafot says, "What?" Rav Nachman used to said, "Both shagum meisid are also." So we already said meisid is also. So what exactly is the shayla? Now, so Tosafot says maybe it's going like. He holds in this brisa. Chama shul mekol tzarchem v'torim neshim misama v'ra'aloi. Tavshu v'rishkol tzarchem is awesome neshim misama v'yafaloi. Chama misama v'yafaloi is awesome. So he holds that misama v'yafaloi is you may not leave it there misama v'yafaloi, and even b'di'eber they aser, even though it's v'rishkol tzarchem. So here we have something which is fully cooked, and so you want to know, so the Tosafot says that the Mor Shaila is in this halacha of that it's also is a dafka b'meizid or even if it's b'shargeg. That's the Tosafot learns the Mor Shaila. We don't pass on like the Behuda, but Mor wants to know that. Mor wants to know. The Tosafot brings in the third shot. that the shadow was before the gzeira. The chazal make an isser on maize. Again, the brisa should answer that. The brisa seems to say b'meizah. It's also Toshma, the Amr Shmuel Bar Nosson, Amr Chanina, Kshaholach Rabbi Yosef L'Tzipuri, so the story that Rabbi Yosef went to Tzipuri, Motzacham and Shnishto Agabi Kiro. V'loy Osir Lehen. There was hot water there, and he did not ask. Beim at Mitzumokus, there was eggs which were there cooking. Shnishto Agabi Kiro. But Osir Lehen, he said it's Osir. So, he's saying, but yeah, but it's awesome. My love, like the Shabbos, it means that those won't just cook there. He prohibited the food. So you see that the case is Mesa is awesome. Where says, well, no, the Shabbos Habor, he prohibited them from doing this again. There's the food, but yeah, but it's mutter. We told him, do not do this. He didn't prohibit the food, he prohibited the action. So for this Shabbos, it's too late to prohibit the action. But for next Shabbos, he's telling them this action is prohibited. So it's no proof. Apparently you're saying that common heating up is not Yafalahem, whereas Bayim is Yafalahem. That's what the conclusion we should draw from here. The Mor says, in yes. Damar b'chaba b'rachanina. Pam achas nisarachti anibu rebi. The Mokum Echad, as well together with Rebbe in a certain place. Vinulufaneno Beim Mitsumokus. He brought Beim Mitsumokus Ki Uzradin, that they were so cooked that they were like Uzradin. I do not know exactly what Uzradin. Narbrush says they were very small, thin. The Chalaman Harbor, we ate a lot of them, they're very tasty. Okay, so that's the size. Yeah, it's not necessarily the taste. So that's apparently that was made them. Mitzamas v'yafoloi is considered about when they, as they contract with the heat, that's considered tasty. Over shav amazin my mutzalai chlo ilo is a mutzal eater. My lab is Shabbos. What does it mean? He ushered it. I mean that Shabbos also in a lay in Lachilah. He prohibited the food to be eaten. Or says, "Love, no raya. The Shabbos of Boah. Also, an achshav shall ushers came the Shabbos of Boah." He said, "Told him, do not do this action again next Shabbos. I'll Lachilah sure, but what you did already, you can eat maybe. So we don't know the raya what he holds." Call the Bayim Mitzumokus by his mother as asking a question, is that true? Mor says, yes. The Bayim Lefenebel called this case where they were not the Shabbos. They brought it on the weekdays, they had eggs which had shrunk to the size of Usradin. Shinistam Kurachinasu Dakis Kusradin. It was Kurmish Belaz. They became that small. But in the Amr of Harbor Michal the Yavlin, they said, we ate a lot of them, apparently they were tasty. So they considered Mitzam Kurachinasu the Yavlin. Okay. So we said back in the Mishnah that there's leaving the world of Shehiya behind them, going into the world of Chazorah. So you took it off, you're allowed to return it. Hashem said you cannot return it, Bishama said you could return it. Amr Shesh Ladibri Harmer Mafzirin. According to one that says Mafzirin. So Mafzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. Shabbos, what does it mean Mafzirin Afilu B'Shabbos? Rashi learns that you could think potentially that this heter is only Friday night, where over there you just left it there. It's now you're just putting it back quickly. Rashi says, so you took it out, you put it back. It was obvious that it was like a continuation of the original mice. But Shabbos day, when you took it off, so it wasn't obvious you're going to be putting it back to have it for later on. So maybe we should consider, since you took it off, it's like the act of leaving there is ended, and now it's a new act of placing it there. The heder is only chazorah, but to put something there, the chachila, is also. You can't take something out of your fridge and stick it on the stove. Even if it's covered fire, etc. It's gorf and katim, etc. So this is like a new action. He says, no, that's not true. Even by Shabbos day, it's mutter. So Rashi learns. Tosis, on the other hand, remember, Tosis learned the pshat, there was an Issa Chazorah in Erev Shabbos. So then this Gemara makes a lot of sense. So he's saying, what about on Shabbos? What about on Shabbos? This is not even on Shabbos. Rabbi Oshia Sabra Afmachzir and Afilu B'Shabbos. Rabbi Oshia also holds like that. Damer Rabbi Oshia Pamacha said, you know, Oimdim Le'elim Rabbi Chia B'Rab. We were once by Rabbi Chia, because Rabbi Chia Rab was a title covered from him. So we were by Rabbi Chia. Remember, Rabbi Oshia was really a contemporary with Rabbi Chia, but he was giving him covered. V'halanu Loi Kum Kumus Shalchamin Midyuta Tachtara Midyuta Yenu. There was a Kum Kumus is a pot. We took this small pot of hot water from the Yuta is a level or a layer, so. We took it from downstairs, the lower level of the house, the upper level, to where he was, I guess, and poured it for him. And then we put it back to where, you know, where we taken it from the Kira, put it back on the fire, and he didn't protest. So apparently that's mutter. Rashi, Philip, Masir, and Philip Shabbos. Yeah, Masir, Philip Shabbos. Yom Machor is the next, means by Shabbos day. Don't think that the halacha is only Mishech Hashecha. The Hasim Hu, the Sharu, that's where Beisela was matter. Mishum, the Mucha Milsa, the Adaita, the Adure, the Tzarech Machor Shokolei. It's obvious that you took it off, you plan to return it to have it there for tomorrow. So that being so, we don't look at it, the act of taking it off is like an act of interrupting the shehi, the leaving it there. It's not obvious. It's not obvious when he takes it off, he plans to return it, and therefore, therefore, the leaving over there, we consider that it terminated. When you put it back, it's like you're doing a new act. I mean, matman. Again, Rashi Shita is this or she is a halacha of hatmana. You're doing hatmana b'shabbos. It's also not hatmana b'shabbos. For they're not like Rashi, but the same thing. You're doing the act of the Sina on Shabbos. Kumkum says Yerachtan, a small pot. The Yuta Aliyah is the levels of the floors of the home, and we took it up from the lower one to the higher one. Then come we put the Kira, put it back on its place on the Kira, and he was okay with that. So apparently that's. And that's what. Okay. Let's hold it here.